Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to a somber episode of Chris Klem's Cavs Cast. Yesterday was the NBA trade deadline. It was a Thursday, and the Cavs traded Anderson Varejao, Jared Cunningham, and a first-round pick to a combination of Orlando and Portland for Channing Frye. Now, while many think this move may help the Cavs in the playoffs, many think this move won't make a difference. The time is not now to analyze this trade, to talk about what difference it will make. Only time will tell if Channing Frye can help the Cavs in their quest of getting an NBA championship. What we are here today is to talk about Anderson Varejao and talk about how much we're going to miss him being an integral part of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Earlier today, Anderson Varejao posted on his social media accounts, which were retweeted by the NBA and the Cleveland Cavaliers. "Dear Cavs fans everywhere, for the last 12 years, I have had the honor of representing the city of Cleveland and the Cavaliers organization, and for that, I will forever be grateful. Coming over from Spain at the young age of 21 was a difficult transition, but as soon as I put on a Cavs jersey and stepped on the court, I felt at home. There were seasons we played well together, and there were seasons we struggled together. We had playoff runs, and we had championship runs. Over the last 12 seasons, we have had many ups and downs, but no matter the product on the court, one thing never changed. The unwavering support from all of you, the fans. Whether you're watching on TV, listening on the radio, or in the queue screaming at the top of your lungs, we felt your energy and support. Cleveland fans are simply the best. There is nothing like walking on the streets on a freezing cold day and hearing fans scream your name, then stopping to talk to those same fans. There is nothing like looking into the crowd and seeing over 20,000 people wearing wigs to match your hair. That's a feeling I will cherish for the rest of my life and never forget. In a similar way to how Brazil holds a special place in my heart, Cleveland has also become a part of me. I consider everyone in the organization as family. From ownership, the entire front office, all of the coaches I have had over the years, and every single employee from top to bottom. Thank you. The city of Cleveland is truly a special place. I have seen players and coaches come and go, but through it all, I have always known Cleveland is where I want to retire. But life doesn't always work the way you want it to, and at the end of the day, the saying, this is a business, is unfortunately true. So with that, I say goodbye. But more importantly, I say thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for coming out every night, whether we were winning or losing. And thank you for giving me the best 12 years of my life. Home is where the heart is, and my heart will forever be in Cleveland. Anderson Varejao." Welcome to Chris Klem's Cavs Cast. With me today to talk about Anderson Varejao is one of his biggest fans, somebody very close to me, my sister, Abigail Klem.
Hi.
She's a huge Anderson Varejao fan, and yesterday I texted her and broke the news that he was traded, and she sent me a Snapchat of her crying about it. So she's definitely a huge fan. He's the only player whose jersey you have, right?
I have two of his jerseys.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any
other
jerseys.
You're wearing an Anderson Varejao shirt
right now. I'm wearing the very first basketball clothing I ever owned. It's an Anderson Varejao Wild Thing t-shirt. As most of my professional sports clothing are, it's a child's large.
So you would say you're a pretty big Cavs fan, right?
Definitely a very big Cavs fan.
And he was your favorite player ever?
He was the person who got me into basketball.
How did that happen?
I was 16 years old and I went to my very first Cavs game, which you surprised me and our father with tickets for Christmas that year.
Because I'm a great brother slash son.
Well, so when I was younger, my dad always promised to take me to see the WNBA, Cleveland Rockers.
The Cleveland Rockers. They got next.
Yeah. He promised me, he said, one day we'll go, and then...
Yeah, because tickets were only, like, given away. They begged people to go to those games, and he still was like, one day we'll go.
Well, as most of you know, there is no Cleveland Rockers anymore. So his promise fell through. So I was like, then I have to go to a Cavs game, because I never got to go, and my brothers always got to go. And so one day, for Christmas, actually, you bought us tickets. And then...
So I did more for making your dream come true than our dad did.
Yes. I hope he doesn't hear this.
I hope he is listening. I hope he's listening right now because he's yelling at his headphones like, G-U!
Please, no.
What?
So yeah,
you want me to cut that out?
Kind of. It's your podcast.
G-U, Abby.
So yeah.
Just kidding, Dad. We love you.
So we went to the game after you also got us dinner that night. So I went to my very first Cavs game, and then I remember seeing this floppy-haired, tall...
What year do you think this was?
2006. No, okay. 2007, I'm sorry. Because you got him in Christmas of 2006.
Yeah, it was a great year because that's the year they went to the NBA Finals.
It was also the year I saw Billy Joel for the first time. Big year for me.
This isn't a Billy Joel podcast. We could talk about him all day and all night. Trust me. I plan on seeing Billy Joel 3 times this year. So.
So yeah, I saw him and I remember squealing to my dad about how I thought he was so cute and I thought he was just amazing.
Well, that was when Brian Windhorst said, this was before Anderson was really a big contributing guy on the team. He was like their, he was a backup, but he wasn't even the backup he would become. And then later the starter. He was just like a rookie almost. Well, he's like 3 years. Anyways, he was their third big guy. And Brian Windhorst, when he was still writing for the Beacon Journal back then, before he was even at the Plain Dealer, said that Anderson Varejao got more fan letters than anybody but LeBron, and they were all from teenage girls and gay men. And most of them were about his hair. And that was like a true thing that was reported. It's not me making fun of him or anything like that.
I have pretty distinctive hair, so I'm drawn to other people with pretty distinctive hair. And I remember when our other brother got an Anderson Varejao wig, I was so jealous I stole it from him.
You know, after that, Anderson became a real integral part of the Cavs. And there was actually 2 seasons where I thought each time he was going to make the All-Star team where he got hurt. That was the one criticism you could really say about Anderson Varejao is that he got injured due to his playing style quite a bit. Like last year, he was starting at the beginning of the year, and then he was out for the entire season with his Achilles injury. The one year, he was averaging like 17 in something ridiculous, like 17 and 15, which for him was a huge scoring number. Another year, he was averaging 15-15. Both years, I'm like, wow, Anderson Varejao is going to make the All-Star team. And then he was hurt before the All-Star voting even happened with the coaches. Like he was hurt by the middle of January. So he was always hurt. And that was the one only negative thing that was really hanging over his tenure. Besides that, I think the way he got hurt made him an even bigger fan favorite because of his energy and the fact that people are like, wow, this guy does not stop going.
No, that's something I've always noticed about him. He plays so incredibly hard and he gives everything his all.
Yeah. And what do you think about the outfits he used to wear on the bench?
I used to watch all of the Cavs games during the playoff and... like just freak out over his amazing suits. He has like suit game on lock.
Last year, yeah, they would show like in the NBA Finals, and he had like the checkerboard stuff,
yes,
and he had that fuzzy velvet jacket.
Had the best suits ever. Oh man, he I remember then when Kyrie got hurt and he was like had to step up his suit game because Andy looked so good.
I think the biggest travesty of this Cavs season is that in all their fashion show pictures after the game, Varejao was never in them, when he was always dressed impeccably. But he's like a little different. He's like that European like 70s flair. He doesn't look quite like the matchup with everybody else.
No. Everyone nowadays looks like trendy, like hip-hop artist type people.
They almost look like, you know, everybody's got like huge coats on and like tight pants, like... I don't know anything about fashion, but he looked like a...
He looked more like Austin Carr's style of fashion.
Yes, he looked like a 70s player come to current life.
Yes.
Even with the hair, too. Which was funny because when the Cavs have had 70s nights this year, because they're wearing the 70s uniforms, it's a throwback night. Anderson Varejao is the only guy without a fake hairstyle in all the pictures. Which I thought was pretty cool.
I bought this shirt right after my very first Cavs game because I was that hooked on him.
He looks so much younger in that than he does even now. I don't think of him as aging, but he looks like a child on that t-shirt. So you were really crying yesterday?
Yes. My boss at work, she's a really big sports fan, mostly basketball. So she completely, or not basketball, I'm sorry. My boss at work is a really big sports fan. She loves football, so she understands getting worked up over sports, so definitely cried a lot at work.
You were like, I need a break.
I'm a pretty emotional person to begin with, so it doesn't really take...
That is a fact.
Doesn't take much for me to cry.
I can make everybody in this podcast find out in like 30 seconds with some well-placed words.
Please don't. The night before, I was at Sephora, and I got a text.
Name drop.
Sorry.
What is Sephora?
Makeup store? What's happening?
No, you're allowed to say Sephora. I got a dirty look for my wife for not knowing that. I'm sorry. We don't have...
Oh, you don't know what Sephora is?
We don't have the makeup terms of the week. Sorry.
I thought you were being silly. I was at a makeup retail store, and I got a text from my brother talking about how there was a potential Cavs trade involving Anderson, and I was upset over that. I was like, this has to be a joke. Like, what is the probability of this actually happening? And you were like, he's probably fourth out of people to be traded.
What are the odds I gave you? What do you have your phone?
Yeah. I got a text at 6:16 from you quoting Mark Stein, saying, ESPN sources say Cavaliers have made an offer featuring Anderson Varejao for Channing Frye in an attempt to preempt Clippers' deal for Frye. And I was like, are you kidding me? How accurate is this? I doubt it would happen. Probably accurate, but Andy has a big contract. In order of most likely to be traded, it's probably Mozgov, Shrump, and straight money trade exception, Andy, for.
I was wrong on that, but I honestly didn't think anybody would take Anderson's contract. So I did present my reasoning in the correct manner when I said, I'm sure it's accurate, but his contract is very big. I thought the most likely move, obviously, was Mozgov since he's been demoted, and Shumpert, but I really didn't think they should trade either of those guys. I thought maybe they'd find a way to just take an extra salary into that space and maybe another guy and waive him without giving up anything except a second-round pick, but they traded Anderson.
And then yesterday at 12:26 p.m., I got a text saying, sorry, Abby. I had a very good suspicion of what that was, but I was hoping I was wrong. And then he just said, Andy's gone. And then I just sent a bunch of no's that are spelled wrong because I was too upset to actually spell them correctly. And I started crying.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
All right, just thought everybody needs to know because they might not know that.
I looked at his Wikipedia page instantly to see, like, and I looked, first I looked all over the internet, and then I looked at Wikipedia, and someone had already changed it less than 10 minutes after you texting me to say he was on the Portland Trailblazers. I was super devastated. Yeah, Andy was the player who got me into basketball. Like, everyone I grew up with loves LeBron, like, thinks LeBron's the best. They follow LeBron, support LeBron. I've never been a big LeBron fan. Not that I'm a LeBron hater, but
no,
he went to our rival high school, so I've never really had an interest in him.
Correct. So you earlier asked me how did I feel when Sean Kemp got traded, because as listeners may not know, they might unsubscribe from this podcast when I say this. Sean Kemp, he used to be my number one all time, but right now he's my number two favorite player of all time and favorite Cav of all time, only behind Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Who also is Andy's best friend when they played on the Cavs together, which is another reason I liked him a lot, because my brother is someone I look up to and try to have things in common with. His favorite player, my favorite player, we're best friends, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they had a big brother, little sister, brother relationship like we did. So I said, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even care when he got traded because he had gotten fat and I knew they were trying to get rid of him and he'd become a malcontent. Whereas Anderson gave an interview with the Plain Dealer in December saying about how much he hopes he's not traded. So it's clearly a little bit different in those situations. And it's like when Z got traded, but unlike when Z got traded, he was allowed to spend 30 days away from the team and he re-signed with the Cavs that year. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Anderson's gone for at least a year. He can't come back, which is what makes this a lot harder. From all accounts, he seems to have been a great teammate. Everybody loved him. He was at all the games after he got injured.
Yeah, he was always there. He cheered the most. He clapped and jumped up and like hugged everyone and high-fived them. And you could just tell he loved everyone on the team and really cared because he went and like...
He was the closest thing to Will Ferrell's character in Semi-Pro in real life. He just loved everybody. Everybody loved everybody.
Yes.
That's a reference to a movie most people haven't seen or didn't like. But that's okay because that movie is hilarious for 15 minutes and then it completely loses the lead till the last 5 minutes. So
I bought that when Blockbuster was going out of business for $3 unopened. Never been opened still. I have it at...
What? Yeah. I want to watch it.
It's at home.
The beginning is great. He sings a song and it's actually hilarious and then it just slowly falls apart. And it's not that funny, but the beginning sets it up to be so funny that the rest just can't compete with. Which is the biggest problem with it. Will Ferrell just sings, I want you to love me sexy. That part's actually pretty legitimately great. Anyways...
And you could tell everyone loved him. Like, a lot of the players have, like, posted about how losing him is very difficult for them.
And this is one of the few times I can remember where, like, Kyrie gave a thing on his Instagram, and Tristan Thompson, I don't follow LeBron, but the Cavs, too. Like, everybody was leaving messages for him, which never happens.
No.
And, I mean, I think this is the biggest loss in season in Cleveland sports in terms of connection to the fan base and teammates since Z left.
Yes.
But when Z left, he came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he left again, it was different because he left on his own accord and they weren't going to start him anymore because he was getting older. So I got all that. But this is, you know, against his will. So maybe one day there'll be a happy ending and he can come back maybe after next season for 1 year on a, like, minimum deal and then retire after the season.
I don't know, but I hope he does not go to Golden State.
Oh, yeah.
I will lose my mind.
If I have to see Draymond Green hugging Anderson Varejao at the end of the game, I will vomit.
They don't deserve it.
I will vomit.
They don't deserve him. Oh, no. I can't support that. And I will definitely... Andy is a player I will always support. And I wish him the best of luck wherever he goes. But if he goes to Golden State, I can't support that.
I feel like most people that are not fans of Cavs would look at it as the opposite. But I feel like if he did, that's like a rebel going to the Empire.
Yes.
And I know everybody else probably thinks the Cavs are the evil ones. And everybody loves Golden State. But just... In this analogy, the Cavs are not evil. And I don't know why. Why is the national media hating the Cavs? I want to say right now...
Because they're from Cleveland. Everyone hates Cleveland.
The Toronto Raptors have no chance against the Cavs in the playoffs. I just want to put that out there right now. If the Cavs play the Raptors, don't be shocked if it's 4-game sweep. No longer than 6. Probably 5. I'm just putting that out there because I've been hearing a lot of people in national media acting like the Raptors could beat the Cavs. And Boston definitely can't. And I know that has nothing to do with what I'm saying, but I just want to get that out there. If I'm wrong, come at me, but nothing's going to happen because I'm going to be right. So, last thing I wanted to talk about. If Anderson Varejao was listening, what would you tell him right now?
I love you. If you even your wife get a divorce. No, I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you've done for this franchise. Thanks for getting me interested in basketball and having something I can bond with my brother over and get jealous over my other brother about. You were a great addition to this team, and you will be sorely, sorely missed.
You're going to be a legend of Cleveland forever. And this time, after your career is over, you come back here, you're going to be celebrated more than anybody would ever expect a guy who was a backup most of his career to celebrate. And when he wasn't a backup, he got hurt because he played like that. Like, he was a starter talent, but that's, I'm not trying to denigrate him, but he played, there's a reason they called him Wild Thing. He was all over the place, and he always went 100%, and you got to respect that. And on top of that, he became a very, very good NBA player.
Yes.
So come back, open up your Portuguese food restaurant and or Brazilian steakhouse, whatever you do. I mean, I know guys will open, like, sports bars or barbecues or stuff. I'm just trying to see what he could
that.
Do. He could have a tapas restaurant
it
or something like
crazy
that.
Crazy packed.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just come back to Cleveland. You'll be a god for the rest of your life. We all love you. Good luck. Don't sign with Golden State.
Whatever you do, don't sign with Golden State.
Thanks, Abby.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening. And now, a call from
Damon the Dog Walker! Hammond!
Wild thing, you make my heart sing. Wild thing, I think I'll miss you. Goodbye, Andy. Goodbye, sweet prince. May you draw charges in a better place.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.